Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how do you define success in Forex trading? I mean, obviously that varies by individual, but I'd be interested to hear your definition.
Probably a successful trader to me is one that can go through a drawdown with perspective. So if you go through a drawdown and you find yourself changing your system, or if you go through a drawdown and you find yourself completely scrapping the system, not even changing the rules, but just completely throwing it away, or if you go through a drawdown and get, you know, have really emotional pain, consider, you know, get into that dark place and reconsider your life as a trader. All of those things come from the root of either not understanding the dynamics of your system, or more likely not understanding risk and the definition of risk for your trading. And so being able to go through those drawdowns is really what I consider a successful trader. And I'm not the only one. If you talk to other traders who've been around for a while, longer than me even, they'll tell you, it doesn't really matter that the drawdowns, everyone has them. But what matters is what do you do after your drawdown? Are you going to pull yourself up out of it, or do you freak out and do you change the game? You know, that's the main thing here, is to make sure you know everything you need to know about the drawdown that's coming. Because everyone listening to this is going to have a drawdown. If you're not in one right now, you're going to have one and it's going to be terrible. And so that's trading. That's it. I mean, if you look back, you know, you look at these famous traders like Jesse Livermore and a guy that I know, that I knew. These traders, they couldn't handle the drawdown, and that was the end of them. That was literally the end of them, because they couldn't handle the drawdown. So understanding the dynamics of risk and how that plays into your future drawdown and how you're going to get out of it, that's really the key part of it to me, is not, you know, not trying to be a fair weather trader where you're always going with whatever looks good today or next week or next month, but rather just figuring out what your drawdown is going to be and pushing through it. That's, to me, that's success. Because see, you can't shake, if you're a successful trader, you can't shake the successful trader's confidence. You can't, because he or she knows that in the end, you know, he's going to make money or she's going to make money. Same thing with the casino. The casino doesn't care that somebody hit the $15 million jackpot today, because they know they're going to make money tomorrow. And that's the same thing with trading. You just have to keep that positive edge and know, no matter what kind of situation you're in terms of a drawdown, you will get out of it. And that really just comes from understanding your statistics and understanding the likelihood of certain drawdowns and what's your plan to get out of them. All of that to me is really success. So it's not about buying a 12 bedroom mansion or 17 Ferraris or traveling forever for 3 years and never having a home and, you know, going from Four Seasons to Four Seasons resorts, you know, because that can come and go. Like, you know, martingale traders can do that. A martingale trader can get to the point where he's traveling around the world because he's crazy with his risk. But once you understand that you are going to succeed, even though you have a horrible drawdown, then that's when you know you've made it. So those are my thoughts. What do you think about that?
I think it's along those same lines, but I see a successful trader as someone who, yeah, has confidence in themselves. And a lot of those guys who are at that point that I've met, they're just really laid back and kind of like, I'll get it back later, or it was just a small hit, I'll come back next week or whatever. And I think that's what success is. You're kind of just, you're going with the flow, and you're comfortable with the process, I guess.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And you bring up a good point, because those traders who are able to do that, it often also means that they haven't risked too much. Because if you risk too much, you're going to freak out, right? But if you have a really low risk, you concentrate on the execution and not the outcome. So, and the other thing that you bring up, actually, this idea of being laid back, because I remember in the Market Wizards book, and I don't remember which interview it was, but Jack Swagger he mentioned after the interview, kind of in the summary of the interview, he said, I went home and I checked this guy's trades, because he found out which trades this trader was in, or his fund was in, or whatever. And he said, I couldn't believe that he was down. So when he was interviewing the trader, even though the guy seemed upbeat and positive and everything, he was like in a serious bad trade. Like he was, it was not making money. And he was fascinated by that. The author, Jack Schwager, was fascinated by the fact that this guy was totally upbeat and everything, even though he was like in this position that was taking on water and completely, you know, submerged. And he thought, wow, that's, you know, that's interesting. And I liked that observation. I think it makes a lot of sense that, you know, that you would find that traders who are even or have a losing streak or whatever. I've had the last two trades I took, they've been losers. You know, that's just part of the game. You just have to keep going. I think you're right. I think, you know, being able to, it's probably not for you. Trading is probably not for you if you're always like wondering, what did I do wrong in the last trade? How could I have fixed it so that I, you know, that's a dangerous road because you're starting to modify your system now. Whereas if you're more likely to let it go and go, well, like playing a game of chance, sometimes you roll the dice and they don't come, you know, they come up snake eyes and they're not, it's no good for you. So that's the approach. I think you're onto something there. I think that's definitely something that I would look for as a trader. So, you know, am I able to let it go? Do I have small enough positions so that it's okay when I have these losers and I have a drawdown and I know that I'm going to pull myself out of it? That's a pretty critical aspect to trading as I see it. Mm-hmm.
How much of that do you think comes from like detaching yourself or detaching your identity from being a trader? Like, I think a lot of people get wrapped up in the fact that they are a trader and they have to kind of prove that moniker or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that kind of leads to their downfall. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. So one of our forum members, I met him in London. We had a little meetup in London and he was telling a story about how he met a trader at a pub and in London. And the trader asked him, and he, you know, he's like a, you know, he has a job. This guy has a job and he also trades on the side, right? So the guy said, and I don't know if this trader worked at a hedge fund or a bank or what. I think he worked at a hedge fund, but anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is he was talking to this guy, you know, and he was asking him. So the hedge fund trader said to my friend, he said, so would you do anything to make money? And my friend said, no, I wouldn't do anything to make money. And the guy was like, pfft. Well, then you're not really a trader. And he turned around and started talking to somebody else. and so he's like, you know, if you don't completely throw out your morals, yeah, to make a buck, then you're not a trader. You know, and that's kind of what I think this hedge fund trader had fallen into this trap of identifying himself as a trader and what a trader means. And he probably learned that from his, you know, from the older traders and the more experienced traders. He learned that this is what a trader does. You know, a trader does whatever he can for a buck. You know, like basically, you know, you're a prostitute. You know, you do whatever you can for a buck. So that was kind of his point of view. And my friend was like, that's mm-hmm. crazy, mm-hmm. you know, and I agree with him obviously. Yeah. But yeah, so I think that's part of it too. You can get stuck into this idea of a trader has to have a Ferrari. Okay. A trader has to, you know, jet set around the world. You know, a trader has to, all of these things have to make X amount percentage per month or whatever it is. And I think that's not necessarily what's going to, you know, having the long view, being able to say, okay, we're going to make this is a long game that I'm trying to win here. I'm not trying to make something happen over the next year or week or month. I'm trying to last for 10 years. So what kind of approach would you take if you sort of just had the long view? What about compounding? Can you use compounding in your trading so that you're not pulling money out of your account? Maybe, yes, maybe it's a smaller account. You start with a smaller account, but by compounding, you see that you by year eight, you're fine. You know, you're set by year eight. Whereas if you were just trading a larger account and kept pulling money out of it, maybe it never would grow that fast, you know, even though you're starting smaller, but you can afford to just compound that small account. So all of these things, I think, you know, go into it, but I think you're right. I think we get sucked into what it means to be a trader because we watch Wolf of Wall Street or, or whatever, you know, all these, you know, The Big Short or Wall Street. Yeah, was it Wall Street. Street and Wall Street 2, yeah. Right? Yeah. And then there was another one. Yeah. All those movies, you know, it's just crazy to get sucked in. And, you know, you'll read things on the internet. People say, well, hedge fund traders only do this and hedge fund traders only do that. No, they don't. They do everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything that you can think of, hedge fund traders do. They trade all different kinds of ways. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy what you hear. Just be true to who you are and remember that the drawdown's coming. Have a plan for it and try to withstand that, because that's really the long view, is being able to withstand those valleys along the way.
Oh, that's awesome advice. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.